The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
7:20 here on 94.5 The Answer. The Senate is expected to vote on S-1, the For the People Act, this week. Democrats passed the House version earlier this year. Lindsey Graham said over the weekend it's just a power grab.
In my view, SR1 is the biggest power grab in the history of the country. It mandates ballot harvesting, no voter ID. It does away with the states being able to redistrict when you have population shifts. It's just a bad idea.
Now, Senator Graham mentioned one of the components has been from day one has been the mandatory voter ID. They believe that this is voter suppression, according to people like Stacey Abrams, one of the most outspoken critics of requiring an ID. But she seems to remember things a bit differently. Listen to what Stacey Abrams had to say to CNN over the weekend after Senator Joe Manchin has offered some possible compromises with the idea that maybe it would get some version of the bill through the Senate.
That's one of the fallacies of Republican talking points that have been deeply disturbing. No one has ever objected to having to prove who you are to vote. It's been part of our nation's history since the inception of voting.
On the 94.5 The Answer guest line on Tuesday, as always, Congressman William Timmons. So which is it, Congressman? I'm a little confused with Stacey Abrams' position here. I was thinking that voter ID was a bad thing.
Well, good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. And, you know, it's funny that their version of voter ID is you just have to sign a piece of paper saying that you are who you say you are. So you don't have to show any kind of identification, government-issued identification to vote. You just got to sign your name. And, you know, the funny thing is I wish that was the case when I was, you know, 20 trying to buy beer. Mm-hmm. You know, just sign your name. I'm 21. I promise. Or how about the vaccine passport that they want so much? I promise I'm vaccinated. I just signed my name. I mean, it's wild, the policies that are coming out of the left right now. One other thing that hasn't been mentioned yet on this show, this particular show, is that they want taxpayer dollars to fund elections. So. Mm-hmm. Every American would get a voucher, and I would try to collect that voucher as someone running for office, and then I could turn that voucher into the government, and they would give me $6 for every dollar, up to $200. So if I had 1,000 people that I collected these vouchers for, I could get tens of thousands of dollars. It's just it's wild, the proposals that we're currently considering. HR1 will never pass, and it shouldn't.
Wow. Yeah. You know, one of the scary parts of this, too, as I understand it, is that they want the redrawing of district lines turned over to the federal authorities as well. Now that's exactly what we do not want.
And they also want to make the Federal Election Commission partisan. So right now it is equal Republican and Democrat, and they also want to change that. So it's not going to pass. Everybody can sleep well tonight.
So what, you know, Joe Manchin has made some suggestions on ideas that he has. Doesn't appear that they're getting anywhere fast, but I mean, so you feel pretty good that Joe Manchin is solid on the GOP side on this one.
We always talk about Joe Manchin, but there's more than just Senator Manchin. You got Sinema, and then there's a couple other senators that just keep their head down because Joe Manchin's getting all the attention. You know, there's talk of possibly breaking it apart into smaller pieces of legislation. I'm not sure what the Senate Majority Leader is going to do in that regard, but, you know, it's just such a huge bill, and it literally touches so much of our election laws. And, you know, keep in mind this is all in response to election law changes that were made during COVID. Only were made because of COVID. We would never have done any of the things that we did and we shouldn't have done a lot of things that we did do. And the justification was a once-in-a-lifetime global pandemic. So it's going to all be okay, everybody listening, I promise. There's going to be a lot of noise, and at the end of the day, we're going to continue on.
So there you have it. We have a guarantee from Congressman William Timmons not to worry about this. We can worry about something else, but not about this.
There's a lot to worry about in Washington. There's a lot to worry about, but H.R. 1 becoming law is not one of those things.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Because they have pulled out all the stops. I don't know if you heard about this call that even former President Barack Obama had yesterday, saying that we can't wait. We got to have this. Here's a former President Barack Obama.
We can't wait until the next election, because if we have the same kinds of shenanigans that brought about January 6th, if we have that for a couple more election cycles, we're going to have real problems in terms of our democracy long term.
I do have to agree with him about the shenanigans part, because there was a lot of shenanigans going on.
I was just thinking about that. I think his version of shenanigans and my version of shenanigans are a little bit different, but when you got federal judges and unelected bureaucrats changing the rules of the game right before kickoff, it's not acceptable. And that's why the state legislatures, as prescribed by the Constitution, are currently fixing all the state laws, all the unlawful changes, unconstitutional changes to the manner in which the elections were conducted are being fixed all over this country. And that's what should happen. And we need to have high confidence in our election outcome, and it needs to be easy to vote. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. You can have it be very easy to vote, but also have a high degree of confidence that the people that voted the way that they voted the way that they did, and it was an appropriately held election. This is not rocket science. I don't understand why the left is they always reach. So they're going to continue to reach, and I just look forward to the midterms.
Yep. Yeah, so do I. All right. Well, I feel better already that you have assured me that there's nothing to be concerned about that. So let's switch topics for a moment here. Big win last week in the Supreme Court when they unanimously agreed with the Catholic Social Services in Philadelphia who do not allow gay couples to participate in their foster care program. Sometime in the fall, the Supreme Court is expected to review a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. During her weekly news conference on Thursday, Speaker Pelosi was asked, "Is an unborn baby at 15 weeks a human being?" She didn't answer the question. Her answer was, as a mother, I'm qualified to answer this. But she's afraid to go on the record on this.
Well, I think that there's a lot of dissension in the Democrat Party on when life begins and on abortion. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond to what I believe will be the appropriate decision by the Supreme Court. Roe v. Wade is very old. Technology's changed, and our culture has changed. So I'm hopeful that they will do the right thing and protect life.
Yeah, and of course the president too. The White House spokesperson Jen Psaki was asked pretty much the same question about President Biden's position, and kind of got a very similar answer from the president's office as well. So. It's going to be interesting
Joey,
to see.
I just want you to point out that the reason that they're reluctant to say reasonable things is because he saw when the vice president said, "Do not come from Guatemala," she got skewered by the left. I mean, the squad was out there attacking her like there was no tomorrow. So that's what they're up against. The radicals, the extremists in their party are pulling them so far away from reasonable policy. So everybody's just kind of afraid to talk about anything.
Yep. Yeah. Good point. Congressman William Timmons, I know you're going to be getting on an airplane soon. So we glad you're able to make it a little earlier this morning. Travel safe today, and we'll check in with you again next week.
I do want to point out real quick that unemployment benefits end on June 30th, and people can get back to work. American Airlines has canceled many flights from Greenville because they do not have sufficient people working. We got to get back to work. We got to get our economy back going again, and we got to get life back to normal. Yep. So, excited for the next month.
Yeah, I don't want to discourage you, but my wife was headed out yesterday on American Airlines trying to get to Dallas, and it was about a four-hour delay. They had the plane there, but they didn't have a crew.
I'm in the same boat. I'm on a two-hour delay right now, so I hope it's not four.
Yeah, so good luck. Hope you get there soon and be safe, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it. Be well.
You too. Congressman William Timmons.